is there any sense of pride, significance? Had three franchises move in the last year. Jacksonville isn't even discussed among it anymore. 5 years ago, it would have been the hot topic. Take pride in that? Is that something that, or
well,
what's the right
I,
word for that?
I think the right word is, you know, actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And I think, hard to believe, but, you know, 5 years ago when, you know, I was introduced, I think, you know, the key point I had was we're going to do everything to, you know, make football be viable in Jacksonville. And, you know, and we've been trying to do that. And there's a lot that's happened, but, you know, from day one, I think, you know, it's what you do that's important.
Stadium looks like a different place from when you first got there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
People come to visit and they go, really? It's the same place?
Yep.
And that seems to be the kind of connecting thread through some other franchises that have moved. So the quality of the stadium, the quality of the fan experience has to be something where people want to come to the game.
Absolutely. I think that's a key element. And, you know, you look at television, for example. That's a great product. You got HD TV. So why would somebody want to go to the game anyway? It's got to be an event, and it has to be a game day experience where you want to be there. So, you know, from day one, I think it's been, how do we make the stadium be better? But I'll tell you, just about every team owner who's been there, you know, and obviously we have the rotating cast, they come in, they can't believe it. You know, it's the same stadium. And we've got a, you know, pretty good stadium, I think. You know, I've been to most of them now, and, you know, I think we stand up very well. But, you know, we want to move the needle mm-hmm. and keep it going.
So you're sensing that the other league owners, I think people in Jacksonville know the progress that's been made there,
mm-hmm.
but you're sensing that the league understands that as well.
I think the league understands, more importantly, the visiting owners. You know, understand, and it's like some of them, it's kind of shock to their system, you know, that hey, is this the same one? I don't remember approving anything, you know, when this happened. So, and it's really, first thing, you know, getting rid of those tarps, I think, the north end zone. Anytime you had a camera angle, that was it right there. And, you know, getting it reproportioned, and I think, you know, it's part of really Jacksonville, our brand now, the north end zone.
Do you see other NFL owners wanting a Daly's place too? Do you think that's going to be a trend outside elements there?
Well, you look at the, you know, Las Vegas. A huge part of really how do you build a $1.7 billion stadium, huge part of that is non-football revenue. That pays for that stadium. So non-football revenue, I think more and more, again, I think we've been at the leading edge of that, recognizing that, you know, you've got to have that. But I think absolutely.
Will the paint be dry Memorial Day weekend?
Probably not. Probably not. So, you
don't
know, be careful.
Wall,
exactly.
Right?
Don't lean up. And there might not be paint at all some places, but I think, you know, you have to have targets and you got to get the ball rolling and you have to start it. So, but as time goes on, it's going to be better and better.
But you have a standard in that Daly's place that you want it to be a venue, kind of a special venue, not just an open air amphitheater, but to have that special quality that people want to come and say, hey, let's go see a concert there. Because that's a fun place to go.
Absolutely, and really, how we're going about it is, you know, in a smart way. You've got parking there; it's not utilized other than maybe 12 times a year. We have the kitchens, the restroom, all of that we can, you know, leverage off the stadium. I think which led to the cantilevered. Really tiering of the amphitheater. I think the balconies, again, gives it great design. Just a fabulous place.
Last time I talked to you was, I think, a day before free agency began. What were your impressions of what you guys did, and does it raise your excitement?
Well, I've had the same feeling I've had for the last few years. Okay.
Right.
Boy, we did great. A whole bunch of checks got written. So I think, I'm excited that a lot of the players we wanted, other teams wanted, we were able to attract. But I think, the big difference here is hopefully better results on the field.
In that same conversation, Sean, mm-hmm. you said we have a higher football IQ in the stadium now.
Yep.
Do you feel that every time you show up? Do you see that? How is it manifesting itself?
I really feel it, okay? And I think I always thought because of the personality. I mean, obviously Dave's been there the longest, Doug, and then, getting to know Tom. And really, I hadn't met Tom till, this whole process started. And I just felt that, they absolutely can mesh together. You can't take three people at random in football and throw them together and say, okay, make this thing work. I think they have the experience, the age, the culture, the mindset, the personalities to really make this thing work.
Hmm.
And Tom, if you look at the experience he's had, old school, new school, winning, obviously, a couple of Super Bowls, and he's gone through the whole progression. Obviously Doug and then Dave, they all bring a little different subset of knowledge. So I feel it from an IQ viewpoint where, like free agents, like some of the players who, aren't with us, why we would do that. And, there's a logic, there's a method to the madness.
People are so fascinated with Tom. In 3 months of dealing with him, I assume a lot one-on-one. What's your impression? What's your big takeaway from why this guy is able to be so successful?
Well, I think passion to win, attention to detail, hard work. I think, those are the elements, whether you're in football or digging a ditch. I think you have those principles, you're going to be successful.